We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amid, continuing the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It says in the Mishnah, the Vidui goes, Ona Hashem, Avisi Peshati Chodos HaPanecha, Ani Avesi, Ona Hashem, Kapanol Avonis HaPasham. The bottom of the Gemara, that the Ona is a Lashon of Tefillah, not a Lashon of Vidui. It's a Lashon of, please Hashem, help me, Lashon of Tefillah. So Menayin Sheba Ona, how do we know that when it comes to Vidui, you use Lashon Ona? And like Peshon explains, the cash is only on the first Ona. The second Ona Hashem, Kapanol Avonis, that's Taka Tefillah. But the first Ona, what you're saying, I did Avera, what's Ona? What's pleased? I did Avera. So Gemara says, learn from a pasuk, from a drasha. Nemekan kapara. Here it says, by Yom Kippurim, the lashon of kapara. Nemela halom b'chayrev. It says also by chayrev, by the egel, the mice of the egel. It says the lashon of kapara. It says ulei chapra v'atchat aschem. Malahalim ba'ano. Just like there, it was ba'ano. There, Moshe Rabbeinu said ano chota amazeh avkam ba'ano. Here also you say ano, even though it's lashon vidu. You find by the egel, by lashon of vidu, you use the lashon ano. Menayin shebishem, how know you say bishem, shem Hashem. Also, the shem Hashem is a lashon of bakasha, lashon of tefillah, the shem of rachamim. Nemekan kapara, nemekan egla rufa kapara. It says here kapara by Yom Kippur, and it says by egla rufa kapara. Egla rufa is when they find a dead person between two cities, and the natural how he got killed. So the closer city brings the egla rufa. It says lashon of kapara there also. Malahalim bishem. There it says the lashon Hashem b'disa Hashem says Hashem Hashem avkam b'shem here also Hashem Hashem. So the Gemara writes, that's what we know by vidu, you have ono and you have shem. Oma abaya bishloim mechayrev meegla rufa lo yalav ma'ay dahava hava bishloim by Moshe Rabbeinu. It just says ono chota amazel. Doesn't say lashon Hashem Hashem because you're not going to learn out from egla rufa because it was already, it happened already. Who cares? Ella egla rufa, but egla rufa now is halacha today. Teilf mechayrev. Let's learn out. Besides the shem Hashem, you say ano also. Vechitei machanami. Maybe taka about egla rufa. You do say ano, but now we learn to the mishnah about egla rufa. Kanim oimrim kapel amcho yisrael vila bano lekaam. Don't say ama. Don't say ano. So you see, don't say ano. Kasha. Gemara blabes fair. Why taka? Don't you say ano by egla arufa? Talk to Maravaita. It says vehein oin machrab. When Klai Yisrael and the Kanim hear the Shem Hashem, they say Baruch Shem Kvayim Uchusar Elon Avad. How do you know you have to answer something to Shem Hashem? So Gemara brings two drashas. Tanya, Rabbi Emrik, Shem Hashem Ekra Hovu Goyel Akenu. It says in the pasuk, when I call with Hashem's name, give godless, make Hashem's name big. By how? By saying Baruch Shem Kvayim Uchusar, Baruch Shem Kvayim Uchusar Elon Avad. When I mention the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you say a lashon godless. That's one pshat. The Shlomo HaMelech, the Navi, says to Klal Yisrael, "V'shoshani maskir tzadik elam, I maskir Hashem, who's a tzadik elam, tzadik Hashem b'chol duracha. Hashem is a tzadik, atem tru bracha. Then the zeicha tzadik levracha, say a bracha when you hear the tzadik elam." Dr. Mishnah Vaita. So after Kohen Gadol, the first thing he did was he did vidui on his par. His par was standing between the ulam and the mizbeach. Now he's going to leave that area between the ulam and the mizbeach, which means if he's standing in front of the heichel behind the mizbeach, now he's going to go to the shari niknor in the mizrach, all the way in the east. Balei the mizrach ha'azara, the safan ha'mizbeach. He went all the way to the mizrach of the azara, the shari niknor, which was on the north side of the mizbeach. Obviously not directly north, but towards the north of the mizbeach and east. And he stands there, he's going to make the gairel with the two se'irim. One sa'ir, one goat is going la'azazel, to be thrown down the cliff. The other sa'ir will be used as a carbon. Haskam yeminoi, be'reish be'sav b'mismoiloi. The scan's on the right side, reish be'sav on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. And the reason why they did these two animals on the Mizrach Azara, not Ben Ulam Mizbeach, is because one of these karbanos are going la'azazel. And therefore, it's not kavodik to bring the behemoth all the way into the Heichel into the Azara, or you bring it all into the Azara, then take it out. So therefore, they kept it near the door in Shari Nikra on the Mizrach side. That's one pshat. Another pshat is Alts Glalim. Like upon him, the two animals were standing by the door by Shari Nikra, right inside the Azara. And the Kohen Gadol stands there with the Rosh, with the Skan, which means the second in command on his right side, and the head of the Beis Av, which means every day there's a different group of Kahanim, a family of Kahanim, who are on duty, and the Rosh Beis Av, Mismail on his left side, Visham Shnei Seirim, there are two goats there, Vekalfi Yosef Shem, there's a box there, Avash Shnei Goralos, there were two Goralos, raffles in there, Shalash Goralos, these raffles made out of boxwood. Va'asan Ben Gamla was one of the Kahanim Gedolim, in the second base of Mikdash, he made it into Shozov, Voy Miskiro is so Shvach. He used to mask it Ben Gamlo, Lishvach. Look, he beautified the base of Mikdash by making them out of gold. And once you mention that, we're going to give examples of other people who beautified the base of Mikdash. Ben Kotin also Yubbez Dad Lakir. Shloha Yoloi El Shnaim. It first only had two faucets for the Kir. That's where they washed the hands and feet. And he made it into 12. This way, all the Kahanim could wash their hands together at one time. We know when we made the Talmud, there were 13 Kahanim. The first one was for Shchita. And the Shchita doesn't have to do Kirsh Darim Glayim, because since it's Kosher Bazar, a non Kohen could do it, doesn't need Kirsh Darim Glayim. But the other 12 Kahanim have to do Kirsh Darim Glayim. So all did it at one time from the Yud Beis faucets, 12 faucets for the Kir. Vafu Oysa Muchnil Kir. He also made a pulley that lowered the kir down underground into the well that was underground, and therefore the water was always attached and wasn't over the Isser of Lina. Halacha is something that's kosher klisharis becomes Isser as Lina if it goes overnight. Here it was attached underground, so it didn't have Lina. Shlo Yimeimav Nifsam Lina. So the water shouldn't become possible Lina. Another thing that someone did, Mumbaz HaMelech, Kol Yodas Kerem Shoyam Kippurim Shozab. All the handles, all the kalim, he made them out of gold. Helini Imai, his mother Helini, Osson of Rasha Shozov, a Pesach Heichel. He made like a golden menorah on the door of the Heichel, and this way we'll see that when the sun shone in the morning, it lit up. Vav, he also Tavl Shozov, Sheparshish Soita Ksuvalea. She also made a tablet of Zov where the Parshish Soita was written on it, and in that way, they were able to write the Megillah Soita straight from there. They didn't have to take out a Sefer Torah for this. They didn't have to take out a Sefer Torah. They could write it off this tablet. Because when a Soita, Chas V'Shalom, looks like she was Mezana, she's secluded with someone, what we give her to drink, and what we do is, we're Meichik the Shem Hashem in it. We write a Megillah with the Parashah Soita, and we put it into the water. Now, how do you write the Parashah Soita? You need something to write it, you have to copy something. So you used to bring out a Sefer Torah, but she made a Tavl Shazal for this reason. She Parashah Teksuva Leha. Nikanar, Nas Nisim Dal Sayyasav, Nas was done to his doors, but Meskim was a Shvach, and they were masking him, Lashvach, for praise, and we'll see the story about Niknar on Daf Lamed Ches. So, to Gemara Vait, it says in our Mishnah that Bali Lemizrach Azara, Tzofan Lemizbech, the north side of Mizbech, and it sounds like that where they were on by the Shari Nik, which is the middle of the Azara in the east, that was not in back of the Mizbech, was to the side, to the north side of Mizbech. It must be, the Mizbech is completely on the Darim. I mean, the Kamala Tzofan on Mizbech, Mechlad, the Mizbech, Lamed Tzofan Kai. See from here, the Mizbech was not in Tzofan at all. It was Kulai Bedarim, Kulai on the south side. Mani, who is that like? Or Elezev Yaakov, the time you went to the Brisa, Tzofayna Lefnei Hashem, Lashon Tzofayna Ekshar Hei, Tizhah Shehei, Tzofan Kulai upon you. The whole Tzofan should be completely empty from anything. There is no Mizbech at all in the Tzofan. Divrei Elezev Yaakov. So we're saying our mission is going according to Rav Yaakov. Freitim Marakasha, we learned yesterday about Reisha of Elazar of Shimon. And we learned yesterday that the Reisha of the mission is going according to Elazar of Shimon, who holds that Bein Ulam and the Mizbeach was called Safin. That means if between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is called Safin, means the Mizbeach is partly in Safin. So how is it Shtim? If they stood between Ulam and Mizbeach, which is in the Safin, that's Mashba, that the Mizbeach was partly in the north. That's not like Elazar of Yaakov. Rav Reisha, Rav Lezer of Shemini, and for the Gemara, Kula Rav Yaakov, it's all Rav Lezer of Yaakov. V'tani, v'bein ulam v'lam mizbeach, ki bein ulam mizbeach. You have to be gairis, that it means, not he was standing bein ulam mizbeach, he was standing in an area in the north, which was connected, which was across the area of bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. But not directly between mizbeach and the ulam, he was in an area that was across bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. Zok the Gemara Vaita. It says in the Mishnah that Vaskan b'yamino, when he's standing to do the raffle, he has the skan on his right side, Reish B'Sav b'smarlik, and the Reish B'Sav is on the left side. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Memra, Hamahalach Lamin Rabbi. If you're walking with your Rebbe in the street, you walk to his right side, he raises a boor. That is like a person who's not Bucky B'derech Eretz. He doesn't know right etiquette. You don't walk on the right side of your Rebbe, showing you're the same big as your Rebbe. Great thing, Marakash from our Mishnah. Tanan, Askan, Biyamina, Reish Bezav, Bismayla. It says in our Mishnah, the Skan stood on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, and the Reish Bezav on the left side. So you see, you could do stand on the side of your Rebbe. But Oitan, you went to the Braisa, Shloy Shoy Malcolm Derech, three people walking in the street. Harav Be'emtza, the Rav walks in the middle, and Gadol, the bigger Talmud, is Biyamina, right side. We caught them as Marla. We came with Shloy Shoy Malcolm Derech, Shabol, Eitz Avram. We also find the three Malachi Asharis who came to visit Avram Avinu when he was sick from the Mila, they were his guest. It says also that they were Netzavim. So Rashi speaks out. It says Netzavim alav. It sounds like standing in one row, not one in front of the other one. And who was the, if they're standing in three across, Who was in the middle? Obviously, it was Michal Be'emsa, who's Sar HaGadol. Gavriel Be'emina, Gavriel on the right side, Rafal Be'smaila. So what do you see again? That you do stay on the right side of your Rebbe. If you have a few riots, you have three riots over here, that you do stay on the right side of your Rebbe. And for the Gemara, Tigamar Rav Shmuel Rav Papa, Kamar Rav Adla, Kedishas Kasabay Rabbi. No, not standing on the side, standing behind the Rebbe. The two are behind the Rebbe, and this way they cover the Rebbe's back. One on the right, one on the left, the two Talmidim behind him. And you can see them sticking out a little bit, that's why they call it Tzav Malav. And they're both standing behind him. And that's what it means. You can't go on the side, how can you go behind them? For anything, well, go behind them. But Tanya, Mahalach Keneged Rebbe, if someone walks side by side with his Rebbe, he raises a board. That's a person who has no Derech Eretz. A Chayyur Rabbi, if he walks behind his Rebbe, he raises a Megaseh Ruach. That's a Balgaiva, walking behind his Rebbe. So what's going on over here? And the Gemara went Stadi Asudid. They're to the side, a little bit back. And that's how all these Brises and Mishnayis that say that Yamino means side by side, a little bit behind it. Zok the Gemara Vaita. There was a box there with two gerolas, two raffles. Tanur Rabbanan, Gedarshin this pasuk that says in the pasuk about the gerolas, says Nosan Aharon Hashnei Seirim, Aharon places on the two Seirim gerolas, Gerol Echad Lashem, Gerol Echad Lazazel. One girl goes Lashem, one Lazazel. So Gemara makes a few drashas. Gerolas, first drashas, drashas called Davar. You can use any material. The gerolas can be made of any material. We'll see what the drasha is soon about that. It says, it sounds like I put on both Seirim Gerolas, two Gerolas each. So you would think you put on two raffles on each Behemah. Time will know. Girl Echel Hashem, girl Echel Azazel. One girl for Hashem, one girl for Azazel. Ain't kind of shame, El Girl Echad, ain't kind of Azazel Echad. There's one girl that says Hashem, one Azazel. Maybe you should put Shal Shem Vashal Azazel Azev, Shal Shem Vashal Azev. Maybe you should put Shal Shem Vashal Azazel on this one, and Vashal Shem and Azazel on the other one. Because right now we didn't dash the word Echad, yeah? We just said girl, one girl is Lashem, one girl is Azazel. And the Marta Havamina, maybe I would put on each one two gerolas. Maybe I would put two gerolas. And if you're asking, then if you do that, say, how do you know which one's Lashem, which one's Azazel? You're putting both on it. So Rashi speaks out, so he would pick out anyone he wants for Lashem and for Azazel. That's one pshat. And Tosfos and Mashmah, a little different pshat, that after he did a kilchasa, which means he put one girl on one, and that was kavua Lashem, and which was Azazel, then he'll switch the gerolas just to mekayim this mitzvah, putting both one on each, you know, both on both of them. But that'll be a havmin. It's only a havmin. And for the Gemara, there's not the pshat. Tom, girl echod Lashem. Ain't kind Lashem el echad, ain't kind Azazel echad. Each one's only one. Im kemat tam aloy ma gerolos. Why did it say loshen rabim? It says v'noshen aaron al shteisim gerolos. Two gerolos. Sounds like I put on two gerolos. No, it teaches us that she is shavim. Both girls have to be exactly the same. So yasa echad shozav echad shokasev. Should make one silver, one gold. Echad gadol v'echad, one big, one small. That's be exactly the same thing. It says in the brisa gerolos shall call dover any material. Some are pshita. Why do you think not? We find the tzitz which has the shame Hashem, who shows off, is made out of Zav. So you would think also the girl that says Hashem has to be Zav. Yochal Avzeh, Kain, this should also be Zav. And once this one's Zav, it has to be equal. Oh, this is Zav also, it'll be gold. Because anything Hashem, Hashem needs gold. Tamalimar, Goyrol, Reba. It says, Girl Echel Hashem, Girl Echel Azazel. Let us just say Echel Hashem, Echel Azazel. Why don't I say Goyrol Echel Hashem, Goyrol Echel Azazel? Extra word Goyrol. Ribas or Zayas, Marbe could be out of olive trees, Ribas or Egoes, walnut trees, Ribas or Akroik, it could be out of boxwood. The Mishnah said further, Ben Katan also Shnei Masa Da Lakir. Ben Katan made 12 Dad Lakir. What's the reason? Tana, we went to the Brisa. Shnei Masa Achiv, Akahanim, Asukim, Atomid, in order 12 Kahanim who are busy with the Tomid, can catch him Yedeim, Vereglim, Vasachas. They could do it at one time. And like we spoke at, Shechita is the 13th one, and that doesn't need a Kishdar Meglayim because a Zara is kosher b'Shechita. It said in the Brayse Tana, Shachris b'Meluyoy Mikajel Ragma Elyoin, Arvis b'Yudos Mikajel Ragma Tachlin. Now what does this Brayse mean? The Rosh Hashanah is going on the original. Why originally do we have two? Avivat we didn't have for every single Kayin. Make one faucet. Why are two faucets? So Tana Brayse says like this. The reason is, because Shachris b'Meluyoy, when it's filled up, the Kier, Mikajel Ragma Elyoin, you use the higher faucet. Arvis spirit also when the water goes down already, Mekajah Ragma Tachton, use the lower faucet. And it must be when they put the 12 faucets on, they probably put it all on the lower level, because if the water went down, it all worked. Akapanim, but in the beginning they had two, one for the higher, one for lower. If they could just put a lower, why did they make a higher one? Teretz, it's easier to wash your hands from a higher faucet. And therefore, they had a higher one, and they also have a lower one, just in case it goes lower the water level. One more Gemara here on this Amud. It's like a pulley. They have a meshakale that lowered it down into the bar, and they pulled it back up with the same pulley. And this way, the kier, the water in the kier, did not become, they had to have a lien on it because it did not go overnight. It was attached to the water overnight, and therefore there was no lien on the water in the kier.